With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The world continues coming to the aid of Israelis following the brutal murder of hundreds of innocent people over the weekend.
And pulling, you know, people out of their vans and shooting them, shooting entire families in their houses, killing 260 kids at a, you know, rave musical concert. Pictures that have circulated on Israeli TV. I don't know if they're making it onto American TV.
Dr. American Oren, former deputy minister for diplomacy in the Israeli prime minister's office.
It's a small country. You know, proportionally speaking, it's something like 10 or 11 times what America lost on 9/11.
Israel vowing to lay total siege to the Gaza Strip as it pounds the Hamas-ruled territory in the wake of the unprecedented reign of murder. Israel's vaunted military and intelligence apparatus was caught apparently off guard, bringing heavy battles to its streets for the first time in decades. Also at srnnews.com, Michael O'Hanlon is director of research for foreign policy with the Brookings Institution. He describes what role the U.S. carrier strike group sailing to the Mediterranean will have.
The United States is trying to send a strong message to Hezbollah and also to Iran that any more direct involvement by any of them in this would be unacceptable, and that the United States might be prepared to use, you know, its own air power operating off of those systems in a way to make sure that, you know, another actor can't enter this against Israel.
Now, O'Hanlon says he doubts that any other country's very unlikely to get involved in the war.
I don't think it's super likely that this will expand to involve other countries, but I do think that it will involve other countries diplomatically.
And this is SRN News. Some alarming comments from Hillary Clinton.
In an interview with CNN's Christian Amanpour, the former Democratic presidential candidate suggests that people who support Donald Trump for president are essentially members of a cult and need, quote, formal deprogramming. Those words are particularly troubling to evangelical Christians, large numbers of whom voted for Mr. Trump in 2016. There's been talk in the past by critics of Christianity that its followers need to be deprogrammed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism rearing its head in Armenia. Officials in the capital, Yerevan, say vandals smeared paint on the city's only synagogue just this month. The Conference of European Rabbis believes that a national Armenian group is behind the attack based on social media posts. That group has been accusing Jews of being in cahoots with a Muslim regime in Azerbaijan. This is SRN News. Many of the Republican candidates running for office say they would use military force against Mexico, that in response to the trafficking of fentanyl. Here's John Scott with that story.
More than 75,000 people in the United States died last year from overdoses of synthetic opioids, an annual figure more than 20 times higher than a decade ago. That rhetoric from the GOP candidates is welcomed by some families who've lost loved ones to fentanyl and have long argued Washington has not done enough to address the worst drug crisis in U.S. history. John Scott reported.
Two Federal Reserve officials suggesting the central bank may leave interest rates unchanged at its next meeting in 3 weeks. That's because a surge in long-term interest rates has made borrowing more expensive and could help cool inflation without further action by the central bank. More on these stories at srnnews.com.